اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So inshallah, today we'll work on the next ayah, the fifth ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. Make sure you have listened to the previous ayat, verses of the Quran Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. Today, the same as the previous days, we'll explain a little, okay, the fifth ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, then inshallah, we'll work on the tajweed rules. So, but before we start, let's listen to this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. هدى للمتقين. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, that was a nice recitation. Now let's, inshallah, recite it together. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Ulaika ala hudan min rabbihim.
أولئك على هدى من ربهم
وأولئك هم المفلحون
وأولئك هم المفلحون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسن. In this ayah again, Allah Almighty talks about the muttaqeen in the second ayah that we had. Yes? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So, there were many characteristics for the muttaqeen, those who are pious, those who are God-wary. And, for example, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in عَالَمَ الْغَيْبِ, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, those who maintain the prayers, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend from what we have provided them with. Yes? The knowledge, whatever. And وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ, and those who believe in what we have sent down to you, Prophet, what Allah Almighty had sent to the Prophet, to our Prophet?
Quran.
The Quran Kareem. Right, Fawad? What?
Quran Kareem.
Quran Kareem. And وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, whatever we have sent down before you to the other prophets, the other books, in Bible, Torah, Zabur, and any other books, okay, that Allah Almighty has sent to the other prophets, the other scriptures, divine scriptures, okay? وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقْنُونَ, and they are those who believe in the Day of Judgment, okay? Those who have faith. يُقِنُون, it means they have faith, strong faith, okay? And then, in the next ayah, again, Allah Almighty says something about them. A very important point. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, okay? وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, they are those who follow their Lord's guidance. Okay, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, Allah Almighty guides them to the right path. Allah Almighty has given them the opportunity to be Muslim. They were born Muslim, for example, okay? They were born Muslim, they were born Mu'min in a Muslim family. They have this condition, this situation they have, okay? These characteristics they have. So it is very, very much important to stay, to live Muslim, like a Muslim, okay? After this as well. There have been a lot of people, okay, first and foremost, they were like Muslims, or they were given great opportunities. But unfortunately, after some times, they committed sins, they met a lot of bad things, or they were like deprived of those blessings, okay? So it's very important that we have to stay on this path. Loving Imam Hussein is not that much important as staying in the way of Imam Hussein, okay? Staying in the way of Imam Hussein is much more better. A lot of people love, okay? But when it comes to support Imam Hussein, sorry, we're not here to support him. We just love him. So no, not like this, okay? So it's very important to stay, okay? To maintain this. Yeah? There was someone saying that, I don't pray, okay? But I pray once. Like, for example, once a week I pray. How do you pray once a week? He said that he was living in Europe, okay? In Europe, we don't have much time, okay, to go from early morning, wake up and pray, and afternoon pray, and evening pray. We don't have much time. We are too much busy. So we collect all the prayers, okay? And on Sundays Saturdays and Sundays, we are free. We do all the prayers together once, okay? No, it's not this way, okay? You gotta stay. You gotta maintain the salat we had there, yes? Maintaining the salat, the prayer, okay? Not like this. So we are free on Fridays. So is it okay if we do the prayers just only on Fridays? No, maintain the prayers. وَلَيْكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, they are on this path, okay? Not once, always. This is important. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلُحُونَ, as, for example, and it is they who are the felicious, okay? You know felicious? Those who are prosperous, those who are successful. مُفْلِح, it means that someone who has no pain, who has no sadness, who is fully like aware of what happens to him, aware of what good things happens to him. He is prosperous, he is successful. So muttaqin have these characteristics. And what is the result of being muttaqin, amongst muttaqin? Muflihun, we will be muflih. We will have a prosperous life, okay? In this world and hereafter. So these were the messages, short explanations about these five ayahs, okay? Ayat, verses of the Quran Kareem in Surah Al-Baqarah. Inshallah, in the next sessions, we'll work on the next verses and we'll explain, okay? I hope you've learned something. Now, if you're ready, let's go to Tajweed rules, but recite a salawat before.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Are these things, these messages, understandable for you?
Yes,
they are. Inshallah, I hope, inshallah, they will be good lessons for first and foremost for myself and then for you as listeners.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, أولئك على هدى من ربهم, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Who can tell me what is the first important tajweed point here that we have to pay attention to?
جَائِز مُتَّسِل.
جَائِز مُتَّسِل. أُولَٰئِكَ
هُدَم.
We have أُولَٰئِكَ, we have هُدَم. So what is in the first word? What tajweed rule is in the first word? أُولَٰئِكَ
وَاجِب مُتَّسِل. مُتَّسِل.
The mad, you're talking about the mad.
Yes.
Mad جَائِز. جَائِز مُتَّسِل. واجب متصل.
واجب متصل.
Yeah, أولئك واجب متصل. Okay, listen, how do I read this? أولئك. أولئك. Oh, is it a short vowel or a long vowel? Short vowel, yes. Why is it short vowel? We have ضمة plus واو ساكين. واو مدي. أولئك. But you will never hear أولئك. Yeah? Do you hear أُولَٰئِكَ?
No.
Like we have A, U, E. This has to be pronounced as Waw Maddi. But we don't have that one. Why? Huh? In math lessons, we had some exceptions in natural math. أُولَٰئِكَ, أُولَٰئِ. Huh? أُولَٰئِ. We had these words, six words were there, that they were exceptional. That you don't have to stretch. Do you remember them?
Yes.
You don't have to stretch the vowel mat. Yes? Understood?
Yeah.
So this is one of those words, okay? Mm-hmm. That you don't have to stretch the sound of this vowel. Only it's pronounced as a short vowel. أُولَٰئِكَ. Not أُولَٰئِكَ. Okay. And the mat here, أُولَٰئِكَ, it is? واجب
متصل.
Why? Hussein? Why is it wajib muttasil?
Because harful mad and hamza are in the same word.
Harful mad and hamza are in the same word. Ula'i, 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 e hamza, ula alif mad we have here. So, how do you recite this?
Ula'ika.
Ahsan. Ula'ika. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Ula'ika. Ala hudam min rabbihim. Is there any other point on the word ala?
Yes, maddu tabi'i.
Maddu tabi'i? And the pronunciation of the letter ayn.
Yes. Yes?
Yes. So, a, ayn, okay? It's difficult for none, like those who are native speakers of English, it's difficult for them, really difficult. I have some students that the letters ayn and ghain and qaf, these three letters, really, like it's a big problem for them. It's difficult for them. For after a long time, they will learn these letters. I'm saying, for example, Quran. They say Quran. Okay, because we don't have qaf in English. We don't have ghain in English. We don't have ayn in English. We have a, not a. It's difficult for them. Yes. So, it's challenging, but you gotta fix it, okay? Ayn. Fawad Haider had this problem, yes?
No, I just say more. Heavily.
Heavily. Okay,
I say pronounce this ayn.
Ala. Say ala.
Ala.
It's good now. Say ala.
Ala.
He says ala. He kind of...
confused.
He's confused of ayn and a. Hamza. Say a.
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 Ala,
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 ala.
Yeah, it is confusing for him. But fix it, okay?
No, hamza is a, ayn is a.
Yeah, ayn is a. So the next point with ala, we finished maddu tabi'i and ayn itself. Then hudan here, hudan min rabbihim, hudan tanween. Then we have mim. Tanween plus mim?
Idgham.
With ghunna, without ghunna?
With
ghunna.
With ghunna. How do you recite this, Ali Nasir?
Hudam.
Okay, recite أولئك على هدام. من ربهم.
أولئك على هدام من ربهم.
Was he correct?
No.
The idgham was not correct, yes?
Yes.
So, recite. We will listen to you.
أولئك على هدى من ربهم.
Was he correct for what? Recite for what?
من ربهم. He said lightly.
So recite this ayah.
هدى من ربهم.
هدى. Is it إخفاء?
No, no.
إدغام with غنة. أولئك على هدى من ربهم. هدى من ربهم. إدغام with غنة. نسل صعب.
Yes.
أولئك على هدى من ربهم. من ربهم نون ساكن بلس را إدغام without غنة.
Heavily pronounced.
Join ميم to را. Yeah, heavily pronounced. ربهم. وأولئك هم المفلحون. أولئك again we explained. هم المفلحون. حمزة الوصل. You gotta skip it. المفلحون, yes. Then the pronunciation of the letter ح. That's all about this ayah. So, inshallah, in the next session, we will be working on the ayah 6 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, thank you so much. Once again, we'll listen to this ayah. Listen up.
أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, that was great. Now, let's end this session, inshallah. We'll come back with you in the next session with ayah 6 of Surah Al-Baqarah. اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد وعجل.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان